You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
If you or your patients struggle with muscle cramps, spasms, soreness, or restless leg syndrome, you're going to want to hear about our non-opioid TheraWorks Relief. TheraWorks Relief is a clinically proven and published locally acting topical solution that prevents and relieves muscle cramps, spasms, and soreness in the legs and feet. In a research study including patients diagnosed with restless leg syndrome, TheraWorks Relief was shown to reduce symptoms commonly associated with accompanying RLS, including muscle cramps and spasms. Muscle cramps are reported as a side effect of hundreds of prescription medications, from intravenous iron sucrose and conjugated estrogens to statins and diuretics. By managing muscle cramps, TheraWorks Relief supports adherence, helping patients stay on important and often life-saving medications. TheraWorks Relief comes in an easy-to-use, fast-absorbing, non-greasy foam that can prevent muscle cramps and spasms with just a few simple applications a day. To learn more about TheraWorks Relief, go to TheraWorksRelief.com and click on the healthcare professional link.
Welcome to the Pharmacy Marketing Simplified Podcast, part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. Pharmacy Marketing Simplified focuses on easy and proven marketing tips from pharmacy owners and industry experts to leverage in your independent pharmacy business. This podcast is all about pharmacy marketing and how to be successful in today's competitive marketplace.
Welcome to the Pharmacy Marketing Simplified Podcast, part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. I'm your host, Nicole McClure, President of GRX Marketing. And today we're going to be talking about a new exciting platform out there called Rixseed with my special guest, who is the founder and CEO of the program, Omar Hassad. Omar, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Nicole, for having me.
So before we get started and talk a little bit more about the platform, can you give our listeners a little bit of background on yourself?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, Nicole. Actually, I went to pharmacy school at St. Louis College of Pharmacy, and I graduated in 1999. So I've been a pharmacist for quite a while. And what drove me to the pharmacy field, actually, is the ability to help patients and consumers when it comes to their medications, and ability to counsel them and make a difference in their healthcare needs. So I was actually a pre-med major, and I thought pharmacy would be perfect as a pre-med, so this way I could go in the medical field. But once I graduated as a pharmacist, I saw there was a demand when I graduated back in the 1990, a huge demand for pharmacists. So that's what led me to stay in the field instead of pursuing my MD degree.
Okay. And you also own a pharmacy as well, right?
Yeah, I do own I'm a part owner and within a pharmacy in Tinley Park, Illinois. And I've been running that pharmacy for almost 3 years now.
Okay. So I guess tell me a little bit and our listeners about Rixseed.com, kind of a little bit about the platform and the multiple areas that it connects and reaches out to, and just give our listeners a bit of background.
Of course, Rixseed.com is a unique and pending pharmacy marketplace, and it's a registered trademark also. The platform intended to connect the consumers, the independent pharmacy, and the wholesalers all on one platform. And this ability will facilitate and make it easy for all three main players in the pharmacy world, which is that's what you need. You need a consumer who would need the med, you need an independent pharmacy who would fill it, and you need a wholesaler or distributor to distribute the meds to the pharmacy so they have the ability to sell it to the consumer. So this link between the three of them is a unique link that does not exist right now. And so I decided to come up with an idea that will facilitate that. And that's what Rixseed.com in a nutshell.
Okay. So I guess, can you elaborate a little bit more kind of where this idea spawned from and what made you think of it?
Yeah. Of course. Actually, the idea came out of pure frustration, you know, as a consumer and as a pharmacy, you know, owner, that's what it came from. I remember, you know, I used to work at a hospital. I actually worked at multiple hospitals in the Chicago area, and I worked at multiple chains that I worked for throughout my almost 20 years experience as a pharmacist and a manager for multiple of those. What it is, I used to see patients come all the time to the hospital, and they get discharged, let's say for instance, on a prescription for Levaquin, which is antibiotic, and they cannot afford their prescription. And what happened is, you know, they end up coming back and getting readmitted. And the hospital trying to get rid of them is like, hey, this is just the only reason they're coming back because they couldn't afford their medication. So I felt really bad for these patients. Like, you know, for a $2 medication, you go to the big box, they would charge them $120. And they were like, you know, there was another incident where a patient actually is bipolar. And, you know, for generic Abilify, the big box were charging almost $940 for a month's supply when the medication only cost $10. So there was no reason. So out of pure frustration on the consumer side, I decided to come up with an idea with some limited forward thinking and think outside the box how to help them by creating Rexid.com, which allowed the consumer to have the ability to have the pharmacy bid for their business. So they're competing to get their consumer business. And as a pharmacy owner, pure frustration on the insurance side, we almost 75% of claims that we process, we make no money or we lose money actually. And all the insurance companies are doing, they're raising their transmission fee. So we're actually losing money left and right as a pharmacy owners. And for us to get new customers, get traction, spending money on ads, actually, you know what I mean, like local magazines, what have you, is not the return, like almost $1,000 per customer. So you're spending $1,000 for every customer you're gaining. So we're not getting any traction. So that's the reason I came up with the idea of Rexid.com. It allows the independent pharmacy owners to gain new customers for almost nothing for them. And as far as wholesalers, they're struggling, especially when it comes to the main major wholesalers, the three big players in the United States. You know, they are the main ones, but the secondary is struggling to get traction also. So I'm trying to help them out on the same platform. And you got the big scare of the VOD accreditation. And, you know, it's pushing, you know, a lot of secondary wholesalers out of business almost. So that's the reason I came up with this idea.
Okay. Yeah, I think, you know, it's very interesting and intriguing to me, just kind of how all the pieces fit together. And it definitely offers a solution to, you know, just how the pharmacy industry is changing. And I guess healthcare industry in general, not only, you know, from a consumer side, but as you mentioned, on our side as well as independent pharmacy owners, but for wholesalers too. So I think it's a brilliant platform. What do you kind of alluded to it there just a minute ago, but anything else that you feel like is driving consumers to search more online for medications?
Yeah, it's what they're looking for. The consumer is looking for is the bottom line price. That's what they're looking for. So they almost every day you will see somebody's Googling discount cards, online discount cards, and they print that discount card, or they take their mobile phone, and show it to the pharmacy staff, the tech or the pharmacist, and say, hey, could you run this, you know what I mean, under this code? Do you run in this code? The problem with that, you know, these prices are not accurate. So what they tell you is one thing, and what end up being almost 90% of the time is something totally different. So it's inaccurate because those discount cards, in a nutshell, it's going through a pharmacy benefit manager. And this pharmacy benefit manager is a contracted price. But that discount price does not help the independent pharmacy a penny. You know, we lose actually because every time you transmit, you're paying a transmission fee to the pharmacy benefit manager. So why pay them the fees? Why give that price when you could do better than that as a pharmacy owner? And that's what you should do. You should bid your best price. And that's a transparent, true-time price, not computer-generated, driven by software, or a PBM contracted price. So we could do better as pharmacy owners, and it saves us money on the transmission fee, and it saves us headache with having to keep, you know, plugging in all these IDs and bins and group numbers, what have you. So No more wasting time. The price you see is the price you get for the consumers and for the independent pharmacy once the bid session is over.
And do you think that, you know, there's certain drugs out there, maybe some certain type of medications that are harder for consumers to find. So they're maybe just, they won't get the medication, they won't take it as prescribed, or they're just kind of stuck.
Correct. And you're absolutely right on that one. Let's take an example right now, which is most current thing right now. We have the recall for Valsartan, generic Diovan, as we all know. It's been recalled. It was initially recalled over Europe, then overseas, then it moved on to the United States. It's become voluntary. Right now, I'm pretty sure I get a ton of phone calls and emails about it. I'm pretty sure every independent pharmacy owner is getting the same phone calls, people looking for it. That time that the consumer is spending on the phone trying to find the Valsartan is valuable for them. So they're spending hours calling the big chain, having been put on hold for hours just to find who has it. Well, Rexeed.com is going to help the independent pharmacy, because the consumer, once they register on the platform, which is free to join for everybody, all three players to join, you know, there's no fee to join. What happened, you go, the consumer will go locate a medication. We are linked, we have an API, so our drugs are always up to date. So they type in three letters of the medication name. They pick the strength, put a quantity, and tell us if they're insured or cash customer. Once they submit, they have 4 hours to find out whether a pharmacy has it or not. So the independent pharmacy owners on the platform, locally, they'll see the zip code where the consumer lives. They'll have the ability to say, okay, walk to your shelf. I see I have it. No, I don't have it. So they respond to that inquiry. So in the 4 hours, the consumer would find out who has it. And they have a list of all the pharmacies that have that medication stock. So they could pick one the closest to the house and go fill their medication instead of having to pick up the phone. So that feature is going to help tremendously. You know, and that goes to like back order medication, shortages, recalls. And it happens. It happens almost daily. You know, we remember the Atenolol back order, you know, in shortage. We remember the EpiPen. Like, within the past 3 months, I could give you a list of 4 or 5 medications that happened. Right. And that's a great, great, great opportunity for us as independent pharmacy owner to gain new customers. This is a perfect way. Once the customer is inside your store, you got them. That's it. It's on you as a pharmacy owner to show them the level of service you're providing, how much better it is by your pharmacy over the big box. And once they're in, they don't leave. I'll tell you from my experience, I have not yet to lose a patient unless they, you know, they do not moved out of town or left the state, or actually in some cases passed away. That's the only time I've lost a consumer. Why? Because we provide such a great level of service. And we know who they are. We call them by name. We thank him. We address their needs. And that's what it's all about. And that's where we can make a difference as pharmacy owners.
Yeah. And another thing I like about the platform is you're not taking away the consumer pharmacist connection. You know, once the consumer finds a pharmacy that has their medication, you know, they're still going to that local pharmacy and making the connection. You know, then it becomes a personal one-on-one interaction to still have those opportunities for, you know, medication reviews or, you know, counseling on things.
Correct. Yeah, the counseling is a very important component. And that's one of the things that, you know, you pointed out, Rexeed.com has a feature called CMR, which is a comprehensive medication review. In a LLA term, is like a brown bag. That's what we call it. Where the patient put all their meds in a bag, give it to us. And what we'll do, a registered pharmacist will perform a consultation where they do a drug-drug interaction, a drug-disease interaction, and they do like cost efficiency. Like somebody was taking, for instance, Crestor, and Crestor is, let's say, 20 milligram Crestor. And Crestor 20 milligram right now is cheap, but it used to be expensive. Let's say we could recommend, okay, in your particular case, say, we suggest that talk to your doctor. Maybe you could give you Lipitor 40 milligram, and it would be just as equivalent as the Crestor 10 milligram. So, and we say that would be more cost efficient for you. So we find like therapeutic substitution within the same class. If somebody's taking Lumigan, for instance, Lumigan is expensive. Doesn't have a generic, Xalatan does. Xalatan is a $4 or $5 medication. It's far cheaper for the patient than paying $150 for Lumigan. So we will perform a consult. There's a lot of people that fall through the cracks who desperately need a CMR. And as we know, we have, you know, MTMs, medication therapy management, that we get those cases all the time from the insurance company. They used to pay us good. They don't pay us good anymore. It's not what it used to be. So CMR is another way for our pharmacists on Rexy platform and the independent pharmacy owners to gain more traction from new consumers.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, we talked about consumers and how they can use the platform, and you and I both know that consumers are going online to research multiple things, medications, pharmacies, things like that. But, you know, from my perspective with marketing side, you know, I still see a lot of pharmacy owners that are hesitant to get online and kind of really embrace that digital marketing, so to speak, and just be having a presence online. So I guess talk to our listeners about why independent pharmacy owners need to change the way that they reach consumers today.
We have no choice. It is the future. It's either we get on the train or the train is going to miss us.
Yeah.
And that is the reason. It is reality. It really is. So we, as pharmacy owners, you know, we have no choice. We have to get on this train, the digital train. It's all about online. All the baby boomers, that's all they know, is online. Everything's online. If you're not online, you're not relevant. That's how it goes. If you think in the good old days where you're going to be on, you know, on paper and people are going to read it, it's just not the case anymore. When was the last time you've seen somebody actually grab a magazine and flip page to page from front to cover and read every single line? It doesn't happen. But often it does. So what happened, we have to get on board. And we, as I can say, there's a lot of things that's happening in our world. And we have to gain traction as pharmacy independent owners. We're tackling a lot of problems. And that's what I'm Rexy platform I created to help. We're tackling the DIR fees. We are the prices are not transparent. The claims say you made $100 profit. In reality, you might have lost $150 because 6 months later, they come back and take the money and say, oh, okay, those are the fees, what have you. The cost of generic medication is going up. The ability to gain traction, get new customers is just, you know, the old-fashioned way of advertising is just not working.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the big players now in the pharmacy world, as we know, it just got into the market. And it was, the merger, as we refer to it, Amazon with PillPack. And that's going to introduce a whole new platform for a lot of people. And with that, for us, as pharmacy owners, you're thinking, we're doomed. That's it. No, it's not. That is not it. Actually, that's, if you look on the bright side, it's going to help us as an independent pharmacy owner, because we're going to put the consumer at ease that online pharmacy services is an acceptable thing, and it is the future. So we have to get on that digital train and go with it.
And, well, go ahead.
Yeah, so that's what the bottom line, that's what I'm focusing on, is just having that ability to help everybody be on the same platform.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm definitely on board for getting on that digital train. So whatever we can do to help make that happen. As an independent pharmacy owner, you kind of mentioned this earlier. Do you feel like it is harder for the smaller pharmacies to get certain medications? And if so, why?
Yeah, absolutely. It is. In what happened is most of the independent pharmacy, they only have like one or two secondary wholesalers in their primary. And for that reason, it's harder to keep track of all the secondaries, because you have to apply the application and you have to follow through and you have to keep sending your emails, what have you. So you don't know who has the drug because you're counting on your primary. And a lot of times your primary medic wholesaler don't have it. And if they don't have it, then you go to one, two secondary and they don't have it, then you can't provide the service that the consumer is expecting out of you when they're looking for a medication. Let's look, for instance, with the EpiPen crisis. None of the major wholesalers had it. And if you only have two accounts with secondary, you're not going to get it. But if you're on Rexy.com platform, you're going to be not on one or two secondary. You will have the ability to be on every single secondary distributor on the platform. And 9 out of 10 times, you'll find somebody who has it. And that gives you the ability to provide the level of service that a consumer expects out of you. And that, and I want to go back one step and I talk about, you know, we were talking about the independent pharmacy and what does it mean to them? Because there's one thing that's very important and it has huge value for independent pharmacy owners. This platform was created with the independent pharmacy owners in mind and the consumers also at the same time, hand in hand. If the independent pharmacy owners don't join the platform, they're losing a huge opportunity, and it's cost them nothing. It's totally free. There is no fee to join. They're losing the opportunity to gain customers. And what's happening in the United States right now, and I think my statistics are correct, correct me if I'm wrong, for every single independent pharmacy that open, five closes. Five. Mm-hmm. Five closes their doors. At that rate, we're going to diminish. There will be no more independent pharmacy owners in the United States. And that's exactly what the insurance company wants. That's exactly what the big box wants. They want us out. Because once we're out, they're going to charge whatever they want to charge for the medication. And they're going to provide the worst level of service you can imagine that they already do anyway. So I urge every independent pharmacy owner to join the platform for their sake, to help them out. Because like I said, when this is to help them out and help me out as an independent pharmacy owner. And so we could provide the service that the consumer expects out of us.
And I think the other cool thing that it does for independent pharmacy owners is it allows them to buy and sell medications with each other. Is that right?
Of course. Yes, it does. What happened is on the platform, it's intended for like a product, like, you know, sold dispenser, they call it the Drug Supply Chain Security Act. It is for to fulfill a specific patient need. And under that, actually, the Drug Supply Chain Security Act, there's a key exemption. It does not require you to provide a product tracing information for sales by a dispenser to another dispenser to fulfill a specific patient need. And that's what it's intended for. It's not intended for you to put all your inventory trying to get rid of it. No, that's not what it is. And it's not intended for you to put narcotics. Please don't put any narcotics. It's not intended for to put a 340B product. That's not what it is. It's intended for a pharmacist that had a patient who had, for instance, HIV. The patient moved. The patient passed away. And you have half a bottle, or you have a bottle about to expire in 2 months. Instead of you having to lose the money on that bottle because it's going to expire or just sit there, it's a partial, and you don't get credit for a partial, you could sell it to another independent pharmacy owner on the platform. So this way, it's a win-win. You got rid of your product in a way. You push the product to a pharmacy who has the ability to move it. And the fees is very reasonable. The fee is for the seller. The fee is 3% of the commission fee. It's 3% of the price of the medication, but we capped it at $200. And it's 1% on the seller, the buyer, sorry, and it's capped at $100. So for that reason, if you think about it, if you have a bottle like for Harvani, for instance, it's a $1,000 pill. It's $28,000 a bottle. So your fee as a seller is only $200. Unlike other platforms that charges you 9.5%, which is insane. You know, if you think about 9.5%, 9.5% of $28,000, you'll be paying a ton of money. Unlike on our platform, you'll only be paying the $200. So it's capped. So the transaction could be a $1 million transaction. It's still $200 for the buyer, seller, sorry, and $100 for the buyer.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, what a reasonable price for it. Yeah. So,
It's very easy to use. The feature is very easy to use. Mm-hmm. You'll have the ability to search any like drug that's any pharmacy listed. You won't see their name or the pharmacy name till the transaction is confirmed by the seller. Because just because you picked it, put it in your basket and submit it, the seller has to go back and say, oh, I still have it in stock, or I don't have this in stock. Once they confirm what they have in stock, then the unmasking of the information to both party will take place. Then both party will be able to conduct their business outside Roxy platform and bill each other for the product, you know, and invoice each other. And if they need help, I could actually, I have a sample of invoices. So I show them and I walk them through how to do it the proper way, so you have tracking records for it.
Sounds like a pretty easy process. Yeah. So I guess tell us a little bit more kind of about the third prong. How do wholesalers factor into all this, and how do they get involved?
It's very simple for the wholesalers to get on the platform, actually. And we just went live recently. We already have three wholesalers, secondary distributors on the platform. And for them to join, it's just a matter of filling out the application and email us their licenses so we could vet them. Just like with independent pharmacy, they still have to email me their license and DEA. My job, I legally have to keep track of everything, make sure they are legal, okay, you know, keep track of the license, make sure they're in good standing, what have you. Then once they're on the platform, the wholesalers will have the ability to virtually put all the inventory that they have with prices on the platform. And once they do, all the independent pharmacy license in that state where the wholesaler conducts business. So let's say wholesaler A licensed in 50 states, then all the pharmacy owners in all 50 states will see it. But if you license two states, you'll only be able to buy from the one you're licensed in, or sell to the one you're licensed in. And the wholesalers will have the ability to upload their daily special. As we know, every day, I'm pretty sure you see it, I see it every day, I get emails, faxes, and people have, okay, our daily special today is such and such. We have these three hot medication and we have good price on it. Well, for us, I'm personally getting tired of all the emails and the faxes. They're burning my ink, and the fax and the emails are just like my inboxes that look crazy. So I figured, what a better way to help them by streamlining the process by, hey, listen, I said, listen, upload your daily special. Once you upload your daily special, it comes to Rexseed. I have to view it to make sure they're sending me a legitimate daily special. It's not like a copy of some random picture or something like that. Then once I view it, I approve it. Immediately, all the pharmacies on the platform will get an email notification that this wholesaler has a daily special. And they could click from the email link to see the daily special. So you don't have to leave your platform or your email inbox, and you could see everything from there. And they're like, oh my, this is a good deal. They have special on, for instance, Lasix, for instance, that day, what have you, Lovenox. Then you're like, I have a need for it. Then you can jump on the platform and execute the transaction quickly. And the commission fee for the wholesaler, sorry to interrupt you. Commission fee is the lowest in the market. There are many platforms out there, but there is no platform that actually do or exceed does for the wholesalers. We charge them 2.5% of transactions that take place only. It's only the transaction that takes place. If there is no transaction, there's no commission. And they have 60 days to pay their invoice. So they get a whole extra 30 days on top of what everybody else do to them, as far as those other platforms that build them. So they're getting an extra 30 days to pay, and the commission fee is the lowest in the market. And not minding you, there's another feature for the independent pharmacy. It's called bid request. What it is, same way the consumer is bidding for having the independent pharmacy fight for their business, the pharmacy owners could have the wholesalers fight for their business. So if I'm losing money on lidocaine ointment, for instance, if I 5% lidocaine ointment, 50 gram, you just type in the lidocaine ointment and put 50 gram, put the quantity, and pick what dating do you want. Do you want something short date, which is 3 to 6 months dating? Do you want something 6 to 12 months? Or you want 12 months plus? Of course, you got to do a drug movement report. You understand what you need. You pick something that fits the criteria. It goes to the wholesalers on the platform, and they fight. And once they fight for your business, the bid comes to you, then you accept it or reject it. If you like the price, accept it. And that transaction will go through the Rexseed.com platform. And it's a win-win for both the independent pharmacy and wholesalers.
So it's a win-win-win for everybody.
And there's one more feature, actually. There's one more feature called a pharmacy inquiry. The pharmacies on the platform, they could buy off each other. They could buy off the wholesaler. They could have the wholesaler fight for the business through a bid request. But there's one unique feature. It's called pharmacy inquiry. You could put in an NDC, which is automatic. The minute you put in an NDC, it'll pick up the drug because, like I said, we have the API. I have a company that fully manages that, like Medispan. It's not Medispan, but it's like, it's called Drug Bank. So they manage it fully. What happened, you put the quantity you're looking for, and the submission comes to me on the platform, then my job is to locate a pharmacy or a wholesaler who has it in stock for you. Because a pharmacy is not going to list all their drugs they have in stock or the ability to that order. As we remember, we had the Pharma Thyroid, you know, was on back order, the MPH Thyroid. So if you would have put that in there, I would have found a pharmacy who would be willing to sell it to you because in their particular state, as you know, sometimes the back order is not nationwide. It's not national. Sometimes it's regional or state. It just depends. Then we will find somebody who has that drug and say, okay, we found you somebody who has it, has the ability to sell it to you. This is the price. You're interested, let us know. We'll connect you. If you're not interested, no problem. And there is no such a thing. There's nobody's doing that right now as we speak.
No, that's awesome. You know, definitely a revolutionary platform for our industry. Before we wrap up, is there anything else that you wanted to share with our listeners?
Yeah, of course. As consumers, there's another feature that we did not get to talk about, and I want to make sure that I do address that issue. It is compounding. As we know, in the pharmacy world, compounding is growing, and it is becoming harder and harder to find a pharmacy who's willing to do the compound for the consumer or has the ability to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So there is, under the consumer tab, it says compounding pharmacy. All the consumer has to do is fill out the compound information. Let's say it was a magic butt cream. So you just write magic butt cream, and if the doctor wrote what's in it, we need to know what's in it. And if you don't know what the formula is, or just say magic butt cream, it's no problem. We still need your doctor phone number and name. We will do our best to get a hold of your doctor, figure out what he wants in that compound. Then we document it. Then we find a pharmacy that's licensed in your state, a compounding pharmacy, and connect you with them without you having to leave the comfort of your home, without you having to get on the phone, find out who is a compounding pharmacy and who is not a compounding pharmacy. And even once you find out who has the ability to do it and who doesn't, because compounds, as we know, it could be sterile, it could be non-sterile. It could be complex, it could be non-complex. So it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
So we made it easy. Rexeed.com made it easy for the consumers and the independent pharmacy. And Rexeed will have a lot of enhancement in the future. So this is not the end. This is the beginning of something. I pray that to be great. This is the beginning of something that will change the world of pharmacy, especially for the independent pharmacy owners and secondary wholesalers and consumers. So I don't want anybody to think this is the end. No, this is the beginning. I'm thank God I'm blessed with the ability to have some forward thinking, and I think outside the box. It does take time for any idea to mature. So I don't expect this to just blow out of the water right away. I'm a very realistic person. But slow and steady wins the race. And I'm here for the long haul, and I'm going to stick with everybody, and I'm going to help everybody in the process. My goal is to get all 24,000 plus independent pharmacy on the platform, all 1,000 secondary plus wholesalers, distributors, and the millions and millions of consumers that are looking for the help they deserve.
Well, with that, so our independent pharmacy owner or somebody that's with a secondary wholesaler that's listening to the podcast, what's the next best step for them to get started with Rexeed?
It's very simple. We made it the front end. When I hired a technology company, they did a great job. And they made it super, super easy to use. It's friendly. And it's just a matter of filling out the application online for the pharmacy, independent pharmacy owners. Once you fill out the application online, it comes to our site, the Rexeed.com site, and we will review the information. We will wait for you. You have to email us a copy of your state license and DVA. We vet you, make sure you're legitimate. Once we do, we'll approve you. Once you're approved on the site, that's it. You start gaining customers immediately from day one. And once you're on board, you'll have the ability to see all the wholesalers that sell medications to you. And some of them, you might already have accounts with them. All I need to know that you have an account, then I reach to them and I approve you. And if you don't, then you have to download the application, fill it out. It goes to them. Then they give me, they email me back, say, hey, this pharmacy A, pharmacy B is approved. I change your status to approved. That allows you to order medication on the platform. And it's that simple.
Easy as 1, 2, 3, it seems like. So, definitely excited to, you know, kind of see where this platform goes and how it evolves. And, you know, thank you for creating it and sharing it with our listeners today. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much, Nicole, for having me. It's a pleasure being with you. And like I said, we have, as a pharmacy independent owners, you have nothing to lose. It's free to join. It's there for you. It'd be sad if I don't see almost every single independent pharmacy on the platform, because there's nothing for you to lose. You got everything to gain and nothing to lose. It's a win-win for all. You're helping the community, you're helping yourself, and you're helping the secondary wholesaler. So, and one thing that I want to mention, that we have to remember one thing, and that's the problem in the pharmacy world. A lot of people think, yeah, unfortunately, they have no choice because they get cornered by the insurance company and all the headaches on daily hustle and bustle. We think about ourselves and we forget about others. If we think about it from this point of view, all for one and one for all, we all work together. If we are all together on one page, we're going to do much better. That's what it is. We're not sticking together. And as pharmacy owners, we do need to stick together. If we don't stick together, we're going to lose. And even if we did stick together, sometimes people forget that togetherness is much more important than being together. We might be together in the same room, but not that the soul, the spirit of being togetherness is not there. It's meaningless. So we have to be all on the same page, and that's what Rexiv is there for, to help us all. So we'll be all for one and one for all.
Well, definitely well put, and way to wrap up the show. So thank you again, and thank you to thank you for listening to another episode of the Pharmacy Marketing Simplified podcast. Be sure to reach out to your pharmacy marketing experts at grxmarketing.com.
You were listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network's leading marketing podcast, Pharmacy Marketing Simplified, sponsored by the proven leader in pharmacy business development and support, GRX Marketing. For more proven strategies and ideas on marketing your pharmacy business, check out grxmarketing.com.